What is up, guys? This is Calhoun with HUTTR Redskins talking. Today I'm back at it with the position battles. I know it's been a while since the last podcast I was at the beach. I'm back now, but I know it's been a while since that. Just kind of getting settled back down, getting everything situated, getting a few things done while I'm here at home. And now that I'm back into the groove at home, I think we're getting ready to roll out some more podcasts. Going to knock out the offensive line today. I don't have too good notes on them because, I mean, literally all I put on notes are the stats. So some of these guys I'm just going to tell you off of my knowledge. I do have a couple information things that I'd like to share. That's pretty much it. I'd like to thank Anchor. Great podcasting app. It helps you out. I do recommend. I like to thank Redskins Coverage at NFL Redskins News. Go check those out for Instagram updates on the Skins. And also go check out the HGTR Redskins Pod Instagram page. That is my page about the podcast. Find out when all podcasts are coming up and get all the information about when and where the podcasts are up. But without further ado, let's get into the offensive line. And of course, I jumped the gun. Before I get into the offensive line, the Redskins officially have all the rookies signed their deals. Terry McLaurin signed that deal today. So got those guys on lock for next couple of years, and good to have that done. So now let's head into the offensive line. Of course, the big news this week, Trent Williams. It came out where he demanded a trade or a contract extension. And then it kind of came out where he just wanted to be traded or released, but kind of falsely reported by Jason LaFora. And then it kind of came out by Adrian Peterson. He's just frustrated that Adrian Peterson told the Redskins reporters that Trent Williams probably just frustrated with how they dealt with his tumor on his head and how they dealt with that situation. He was just a little frustrated with that and but definitely wants to get a contract extension. And I do see him on the team week one, whether that be with a new contract or without a contract. But it makes sense he wants a new contract. I've got this tackle thing pulled up. Thank you to J.P. Fenley. He shared this out, and I can show you why he wants one. Look at these guys ahead of him. Russell Okwong, 13.2, same amount that Trent makes. He makes $13.2 million a year. Donovan Smith, 13.7. Zach Martin, of course, that seems right, fair. 14. But Jake Matthews, 14.5. Nate Solder, 15.5. Taylor Lewan, 16 million. And Trent Brown, 16.5. I think Trent could be up there with the other Trent as paid. I don't know whether the Redskins are willing to pay him that much, but I think he's definitely worth that much, at least for another year. Yeah, of course, he is getting up there in age. But definitely, he's definitely one of the best left tackles in the league. At least he will be for the next couple of years if he can stay healthy. I know he's been reliable, but the last 2 years he has dealt with some injuries and then of course the tumor on his head. So, but I do think we see him starting left tackle week one. I have no question about that. I just feel like he's trying to get that contract extension, and looking at this list, rightfully so. Sorry about that. So next up, most likely we're going to go to the left guard. We're going to stay at the left tackle. Left tackle, who looks like to be the backup of the left tackle is going to be Jerron Christian, a rookie out of Louisville. We got in the third round last year. He came in last year, and then, of course, he torn MCL, I believe. He wasn't big. He has to bulk up if he wants to be able to become, if it has to be, he might have to be the starting left tackle, because I know for heck sure I don't want Eric Flowers in it, just from what I've heard, just from minicamp. He's made Ryan Anderson a solid outside linebacker, nothing amazing. He's a good player, but not super good, or not Pro Bowl like, and he made him look like a Pro Bowler. Montez Sweat just ate him up. So I don't even want Eric Flowers on this roster, honestly. If he got cut today, it would not bother me one bit. I mean, honestly, I don't even care about the depth. I know this team needs depth because of what happened last year, but Eric Flowers is just not a smart move, I don't think. I would definitely be looking into releasing him. I mean, there's a guy from the Browns that got released. I forgot his name. I'm sorry about that. And he's had some really good minutes, but they had cap trouble, so they released him. Why can't we bring him in rather than Eric Flowers? We've got plenty of depth at guard now with the two guys we brought in to draft. I don't see why he's still on this roster, but I'm not that high up, and I can't make that decision to cut him, but I would. Back to Jerron Christian. I think he's definitely a project, not like the Redskins to draft a project. Maybe Chase Roullier was a little bit of a project. He came in halfway through his first season and then became the center he is today, because he's played really good. According to Pro Football Focus, he's like one of the top, I think, top 15 centers in the league. Not 15, top 10 maybe. And he's definitely the most reliable center. And he's on up on the charts in Pro Football Focus and some of the things they have for that. But anyways, back to Jerron Christian, I think could be a solid backup if he beefs up and gets, at the same time, gets more athletic. So we'll see what happens with him. I definitely see him on the roster being a backup tackle. I think he can play swing tackle as well if we need it, because definitely we definitely need a tackle behind Morgan Moses. So whether we bring in a guy or we sign another guy, I mean, Eric Flowers could be that guy, but I do not want that to happen. But it's whatever. And then I got Paris Timmon. He's another left tackle. Or Timmon Paris. Yeah, they have the names, but I have the name backwards. But I'm not a guy that's played a lot. I think he might be an undrafted rookie. No. But I don't see him doing anything. Maybe being lucky and getting a backup spot. Then Eric Flowers. Like I said, I do not want him on this roster. I don't even want to compete him for a guard spot. I think Wes Martin has that on lock, and I'd just rather not have him on this roster. So I'm going to skip through him. Tyler Catalina, depth guy. I think he'll make the roster. Yeah, he could possibly make the roster. I don't remember if I put him on 53. Yeah, I don't have the 53. Let me pull up my 53 I haven't made. I made a 53-man roster. The podcast is going to come up as soon as position discussions. My pre-preseason 53-man roster. Let's see here. I don't have him on the roster. So I think he could possibly make the roster. He has a better chance than Eric Flowers, in my opinion. Do I have Eric Flowers? I do. I do have Eric Flowers as a guard. So maybe we could move Catalina instead of that, instead of Eric Flowers. But we'll get into that later on that podcast. But I think this line is a good depth. And I don't think Tyler Catalina has a spot. You'll see why. I'm going to go through like what I see as the first string line and then the second string line. I think there's enough players on this team to where they, I think they've made this team enough where they could be a solid, if they had all the first stringers died, they'd have a solid backups to come in and play. So I just don't see Tyler Catalina as one of those guys. Chase Royer or Gerald Foster. Let me skip to, I'm skipping ahead. Gerald Foster, another, he's an undrafted free agent, guard slash tackle, I believe. Don't see him making the roster. Probably just got to come play in preseason. And then possibly make a practice squad, but I don't see him going far. Going over to center, we got Chase Royer. One of my favorite center. He's one of my favorite players on the Skins. It's just how reliable he is. And it's odd to say an offensive lineman is a favorite player, but he's came in a 6th-round pick out of a smaller school, and he's came in and just became a solid starting center, and possibly one of the top centers. And I think he's a very reliable piece on this offensive line. But he can also play guard. We saw many times last year when some of our guards went down. Bergstrom, who I get into, I'll talk about him in a minute, would come in, play center, and he'd move to guard. Or Bergstrom will play guard and he'd play center still. But like a lot of these guards can play center. So like this next guy, Ross Pierce-Baker, he can play center, but he can also play guard. He played left guard all of last year. He never missed a game. 4 years at Alabama, never missed a game. Our fifth round pick this year. He can start at guard. He can start at center. He started left guard last year. So I definitely think he'll compete for that left guard starting spot. Right now, I believe that is Wes Martin's job. I'll get into him a little bit later. But I think he's one of the depth guys. I think he'll definitely make the roster. He's a player I like, and I think he'll... he'll make his if somebody goes down in the interior offensive line, I think he'll be the first guy in, him or Tony Bergstrom. And now let's go into Tony Bergstrom. Bergstrom is a guy that we re-signed this year. I like him. He can play center. He can also play guard. I believe he's preferred center because last year we saw where Air moved to guard, or they played games where Bergstrom will play center and Bergstrom will play guard, and it looks like he did better at center, so I think it's preferred he plays center rather than move Royer to guard, which I'm fine with. I think that's a solid. I mean, Bergstrom came in and played really well. I mean, he didn't allow, I think he, I can't put the numbers on it exactly, but I don't think he allowed more than a couple of sacks. So he definitely played well when he came in, and a guy that I like is a depth guy. Zach Kern, another guy that I don't see making the roster. He came in for a lot of injuries last year. I don't see him doing anything. I don't see him making the roster. Maybe practice squad, if that. Casey Dunn, guys on the roster last year. Inactive most of the games. I have no clue why. I guess just so they could bring other guys in. But I do see Casey Dunn probably just making the practice squad, possibly released. I don't know. And then Wallace Bryan, I'm going to skip. I'm just going to knock these undrafted guys out. Wallace Bryan, he is a tackle, undrafted free agent. And Blake Hance, or Brian Wallace. I said Wallace Bryan again. This thing is has the names backwards, but it's okay. Brian Wallace, an undrafted free agent, and Blake Hance, an undrafted free agent. Don't see them playing any. I don't see them making the roster unless one of them steps up as tackle, because we do need one more tackle. Now let's go into Morgan Moses. I think a pretty much lock for a starter. He's got to knock down the holding penalties. He's had a lot of holding and off false starts penalties. But other than that, he's played solid, real solid. And I'm fine with him being a starting right tackle. He's also got to stay healthy. He's played hurt, and that's, I think, the reason why he can't stay healthy, and that's some poor decision-making on the Redskins, Redskins side, but I just, he's been able to play through some pain, so, and keep up a solid play level, so hopefully he doesn't get hurt this year, and we can see what he can really do healthy. Of course, Brandon Sheriff picked up his fifth-year option last year, and now he's here for his contract year. Right guard, a Pro Bowler right guard, an All-Pro right guard. Last year went down with an injury towards pec, but I think he'll be back and playing the same strength and as good as he was earlier or before he got hurt. And we do need to give this man a contract extension, whether that be just before training camp or next year. I do see him being on the roster next year because I do think that franchise tag is his if they don't get a deal done. But I don't see the Redskins shying away from making him the highest paid guard in football. And then also giving Trent Williams that extension, like I said. So having two guys on the offensive line paid. Next year they have a lot of cap and don't really have too many free agents. Josh Doctson, because they didn't pick up his thing. Mason Foster, and that's about it. Yeah, they don't really have any other big... free agents that are free. I mean, there's a couple guys they signed a 1 year deal, so if they can go ahead and get those re-signed and then target a few smaller pieces for the next offseason, I think they'll be fine. They don't really need a lot of cap for next season, or they could use a lot of cap, but they don't need a lot of cap to re-sign a lot of their guys. And then Wes Martin, I believe, is starting left guard. He's started all four. He played most of his time in Indiana, was a captain. He started left guard, I believe. Yeah, he started left guard at Indiana. God, I think has the lock on the left guard spot. I think he'll have to come out and perform. He reminds me of Chase Ware, same little thing, but except he's not going to develop behind Spencer Long. He's going to be thrown right in. But with if that offensive line group stays the way it is, and I'm about to tell you what I think it will be, I think he'll have no problem getting into swing of things. And as soon as he learns the offense, which he should by preseason, I think he'll be just fine. So let me go into what I've got as a starter. I see Trent Williams starting left tackle, left guard Wes Martin, center Chase Royer, right guard Brandon Sheriff, and right tackle Morgan Moses. That is a really good offensive line. It's one of the top, I'd go and say top seven offensive line in the league. And I'd say if it can stay healthy, of course we've had health issues, but then I like the depth we have at this line. And then the guy come in for left tackle would be Jerron Christian. So this would be the second string offensive line. They took all the first strings out and put the second string. Jerron Christian. And then we'd have probably Tony Bergstrom at center. Ross Pierce-Baker at guard. And then you'd have to find somebody to play that other tackle position. But then I'm also I would be willing enough to bet how healthy Chase Royer has stayed. I'm going ahead and putting him in the second string too. I think he would stay healthy enough where we wouldn't have to worry. Of course, it's football, so you can't really say that. But I think he's, with his history, I think he is very reliable. And so if everybody went down but Chase, we have a really good offensive line group. We could say it'd be Jerron Christian, left guard, it'd be Ross Pierce-Baker, probably Royer. Center would probably become Ross, and Bergstrom would probably be right guard. And then right tackle, the other tackle spots, we're going to have to find somebody, especially Trent doesn't come back. If we get rid of Trent, which I do not expect, but if that something happens like that where Trent is gone, we're going to have to find, I don't think Jerron Christian's ready to be a starter, nor is Eric Flowers, just from what I've seen in minicamp, and they said that Dwayne Haskins and the quarterbacks haven't even time to throw because just Ryan Anderson and Montez Sweat are coming off the edge right where Eric Flowers is and just destroying the Eric, and Dwayne and the other quarterbacks don't have any time to get that off. So we're going to have to find somebody to come in at tackle. But with that being said, I think that's all for the offensive line. We're going to knock out tight ends next episode. And then we're heading wide receivers, running backs, quarterbacks, and then 53-man roster. Then we're going to go back and check out the reviews of the season. And then we'll see. And then I might do some fantasy stuff, talk about fantasy football while we're waiting for training camp. If I get that done before training camp, and then when training camp comes out, we'll use that until we get up to preseason. And then we'll take the training camp up to preseason, and then I'll talk about preseason and all that. And unless there's some other moves or stuff like that happens. But with that being said, I think that's it. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to follow at HTTR Redskins Pod on Instagram for when the pods are coming up. And I think that's about it. Thank you for listening on this podcast. And I'll see you in the next one.